Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started.
All right, y'all. It's a good one. It's gonna be a good one. I was looking crazy when it came on. Okay, so, but all that to say, y'all already know we chilling with our girl Portia Love today.
Yeah, we here.
How you doing, homie girl?
I am doing well. Hallelujah. I'm doing well. God has been faithful. So
holy girl.
Holy girl's up. Girl.
All of it. Yeah. So we getting the deets, y'all. We just closed out our love story series. And so we're kicking off Becoming, but this is a great bridge, if you will, between the two, because we're talking about becoming engaged. Hallelujah. Before we get started, I'm going to briefly read your bio, we'll dive on in. And we were trying to remember if we read your bio last time you were here, but
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Well, we're going to bring everybody up to speed, okay? If you don't know Portia Love, now you know, okay? Portia Love is a Detroit native. She grew up loving music, and as a teenager, she rapped secular music at local clubs. We remember talking about that.
I did.
Yes. And then at the age of 20, God started calling her to pursue her purpose. And she was baptized, saved, and started seeking God and basically using her gifts for God's glory. And so in 2015, Portia Love created a Christian hip hop female cipher. And in 2016, it went viral. Yes. That was kind of like your glow up.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It opened the door for her to be recognized within CHH. And actually, I believe you came to Atlanta. I think we met you, of course, through Track Stars. You were in the studio hanging with Track Stars. And
yes. Shout out to Track Stars.
Yes. Ooh, our peeps. And then, of course, you created your own tribe, the Holy Girl Tribe.
I'm loving it.
Thank you. You are a purity advocate, and you speak that through the Holy Girl movement. And allow other women to thrive in their relationship with God far beyond music. You've hosted Indie Tribe's Holy Smoke Festival. You've been featured on Reach Records Summer Playlist. And shout out to you and Wande's single, Don't Worry About It, which just reached a million views on YouTube.
Thank you, Lord. Women in Christian hip hop, we making big moves.
Doing it.
Big numbers. Glory to God.
Doing it. And then, of course, has released singles like Helga, was on the summer playlist with a song called Love So Sweet. And I know you got some more coming. So
I do.
We're going to talk about that. But most recently, you announced that you were engaged. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, my hand's a little heavy. You know.
So you know we gotta talk. What had happened was, because the last time you were here or on Becoming Eva, you was like, them DMs is a little dry. They dry. And so we try to figure out what had happened. Like, how did you two meet? Tell us all the things. Tell us.
So me and my honey, we met at a video shoot. So it was a music video shoot. We have a mutual friend. His name is LD, L. DeWine. Mm-hmm. So we have a mutual friend. His name is LD. And I got invited to this video shoot. I think it was WAP's, Scooty WAP. Okay. One of his video shoots. Yeah. So we were there. I think it was for... not Pico. I don't remember what it was, but it was a video shoot. You know, everybody be having videos, I pull up.
Yes.
So I went to the video shoot and I met him there originally, but we were just, you know, friends. Like, oh, okay, nice to meet you. Da, 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 da. So at the time he was in a previous relationship. So I didn't, like, we were just cool. Like, I didn't even really know him. I only talked to him twice. Like, that time at the video shoot and then one more time when I was recording at LD House, like, seriously. And then I didn't see him for a year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So a whole year went by. I didn't see him because I, you know, I didn't know him. He was LD friend. So I was just like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that's, you know, that's bro friend, like whatever, whatever. So I saw him again at a Christian hip hop event in January of last year. And, you know, we was chopping it up and all of the artists had went out to dinner after the event. You know, I got invited to go out to the dinner and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go, you know, I'll go, I'll show up. So I get there and he's there, but all of the other rappers are there too. So I'm not thinking that that's strange. He's a Christian rapper as well. So I, you know, I'm there at the restaurant and I'm sitting across from him and we're talking, like, he just happens to sit like right across from me and we're just having a conversation and out of nowhere, I kid you not, the Holy Spirit told me to ask him about his relationship, the relationship that I knew that he was in. Mm-hmm. I thought that was weird because I don't know this man. And I was just like, okay, that's like strange to ask in front of the presence of all these people. Like, he don't really know me. Why am I asking him about this? And I genuinely didn't care. So I was just like, okay, why am I asking this question? I don't know. But I'm going to just do it. So I was like, oh, so how's, you know, your relationship going, whatever, da, 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 da. And then before he could even really get it out, LD was like, they broke up. Oh. They're not together. Da, da, da. So he was just like, they broke up. And I was like, oh, dang, you know, that's crazy. Whatever. He was like, yeah, you know, we ain't together. I was like, oh, okay, period. So after the dinner, you know how you go around and you hug people. You be like, okay, have a good day. See you later. You know, you go around and hug people. So after the dinner, I was just like, I'm going to give him a little oomph on the hug. You know, I'm going to hold on a little bit longer, you know? So when I gave him a hug, I was like, okay, have a good night. I like held on a little bit and he was going to pull away, but he was like, oh, okay. Like he noticed that I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like holding on a little bit. So I held on. I, mind y'all, I am not, like, I don't even know. I was very audacious that night. I don't even know why I did that. I was like, girl, who is this girl?
Hey.
I don't even know what happened, but it worked because, you know, he slid in my DM that night and he was like, hey, Portia, you know, I always heard so many great things about you, da 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 da. Like, I would love to get to know you better as friends. So we started out as friends and now we get married.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
She's putting those moves on him and that hug.
Okay, I was like, it's giving Ruth, you know, I position myself a little bit. It's giving a little, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was like, okay. You know, just a little bit.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay, now you mentioned he's also a recording artist. And give us, is it Donatello? Am I saying
yes, that? Yes, his name is Donatello. He just dropped a new single with Scooty Wop. Check it out.
Dope.
It's time. Yeah, it just came out this Friday. Awesome. It's fire.
So that's what had happened was, so let's dive on into how it started. Take it away.
Yes. So,
before we do that, I wanted to know a little bit more about how he proposed, because I saw the photos on Instagram, and, you know, we all love the proposal story. So tell us a little bit more about how Donatello.
That's a good one. Yes, please.
Guys. Okay, so I live in California. He lives in North Carolina. So we are, we have a long distance relationship. We are like 24,000 miles apart, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just know things, you know, I be picking up on stuff without even trying.
Okay.
So we were dating at the time for maybe like 5 months or so. So we dated for 6 months and he proposed in six.
Wow.
So, but before he proposed, I knew he was going to propose. He told me, he was like, yeah, you know, basically, we know we talk about marriage and, you know, talking about getting into counseling. We're in counseling now, so like premarital counseling and stuff like that. But before that, we was already talking about that. So I felt like he was going to propose to me on my birthday. My birthday is March 11th. So and I feel like he's going to propose to me on my birthday. God, I want to be surprised. You know, like, I feel like I know the day and I don't want to know. So I prayed and I'm like, Lord, please let this man change the date. Plus, like, from my birthday to when we were originally going to get married, it's like right around the corner. I'm like, baby, we can't plan no wedding like in a week. You know, men don't be knowing. They just don't really be understanding. So I'm like, baby, you like, I don't want to know when I'm proposing, but I want to let you know it can't be next to the wedding date. Like,
there you go.
Like, we can't do that. You know, so he was just like, don't worry about it. You know, God gonna do it. He, like, his faith is crazy. So I'm like, God got it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I pray and I say, Lord, please let these men like don't propose to me on my birthday, because we had our actual wedding date before I was engaged.
Wow.
We already was like, okay, I feel like this is the date. Like that, is, like we already, it was. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's kind of crazy, but it was too close, and I'm like, Lord, please let him change it. So he went to a men's retreat. He came back and he was like, baby, the Holy Spirit just gave me the date to propose to you. I don't even know. Like, it's just out of nowhere. I said, thank you, God. So he changed the date. So I know the date has changed. I don't know when the date is, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that he wanted to come to California. He's like, I want to come to California. I want to see you. That's not unusual because we see each other every month. So even though we've been dating for like since July, we always see each other. We've been able to see, God has allowed for us to see each other every month.
Amen.
So I'm thinking like, okay, well, I just saw you in Atlanta, because I was just in Atlanta early January for a writing camp. So I'm like, I just saw you in January, and why are you coming back? Why are you coming to California? And then Valentine's Day is around the corner. So I didn't understand, but my antennas was going up. You know, I was like, I feel like he might do something. I don't know. So he ended up coming here. I picked him up from the airport, and he was like, okay, I'm gonna take you out to dinner tomorrow. Da, 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 da. So I was like, okay, cool. Everybody I know is like acting strange. Okay. My friend Danny. I have a friend I just met down here, and she's a beautiful spirit. Like, she has a beautiful spirit. So she called me randomly and was like, hey girl, I want to take you to get your nails done. That's not weird, because me and Danny hang out all the time. But it's just like we treat each other. And that's the type of friend is like, I pay, you pay. I pay. You know, you have that type of relationship.
Yeah.
But we always treat each other. So it wasn't weird. I just thought it was extremely nice that she wanted to get my feet and my hands done. Usually it's food. Usually we buy each other food. So I was like, oh my God. So I called my honey. I'm like, baby, Danny want to pay for my nails? She want. I said, oh my God, that's so nice. Not knowing this him the whole time. So he was just like, oh, that's so cool. You have great friends. I said, yes. Oh my gosh, they spoil me, you know. So so then she goes, she said, me do my nails done. He comes into town. I come pick him up. We meet the next day. He goes to the Airbnb. He's telling me that the Airbnb, I'm nervous about it, because I'm like, he said it's only one room. He's renting one room in the Airbnb, which isn't uncommon. I've done it before. But I'm just like, are you safe? Like, I was staying at Disney House. So I'm like, are you going to be safe there? Like, are you sure? He's like, yes, I'm fine. Like, it's going to be good. So I was like, okay, well, do you have your own bathroom? Like, is it people there? Like, I'm just concerned. I'm like, how are you going to eat breakfast? Like, what's going on? Because he didn't want me to come get him until later on. So I end up coming to get him. He drives, because when we together, I'm not driving, no matter who car it is. So I get in the passenger seat. We meet the princess. And then he drives. So he told me to get dressed. Beforehand, he told me he wanted me to wear something very nice, like get extremely pretty. So I was like, okay, am I going to do too? Like, you want me to do the most, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how much do you want me to do? Because I can, like, let me know. He's like, no, yes. I want you to go all out, like
uh-oh.
You know, yes. So I was like, okay. So he's like, yeah, no, just dress beautiful. Like, and we dress up and go out. So it wasn't abnormal, but he stressed, like, I was like, well, are you going to wear like a tie or something? He was like, Yeah, I'm a just do something like that. So I was like, okay. So I got really dressy, and I was talking to my best friend about it. And I told my best friend, you know, she lives in Detroit, and she's like, yeah, like, what you gonna wear? So I'm sending her like screenshots of dresses, and she's picking everything that's like extremely dressy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay, I feel like this might be, I don't know. Forgot to say that my best friend, and I gave my best friend a note.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted in my proposal.
Oh,
yes. So I sent her like an iPhone note of like, hey, if he decides to propose, this is my ring size, even though we already went to go get our ring size.
Yeah.
So we went together, me and him, to do that. But I was like, this is my ring size. This is the ring I want. Like, these are some examples that I would like. Like, these are the
people. Lay it out, girl. Lay it out.
I'm very like, this, but I told him, I said, I want you to have creative freedom, but this is just like a ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't do it at a concert. Don't do it at a church. I don't want to be performing and you come out. No, don't do that. I'm going to need you to, okay. I don't want to be at the table on Thanksgiving and you get on your knee. No, I don't want that. I want it to be thought out, you know, like,
oh, Lord.
Put some thought into it. You know, like, I'm not really picky, but it's just like, don't just slap it together, you know? So he was just like, okay, you know, I sent her everything. So him and her are like best friends. Like they're cool too. So I know that they were like in contact, you know. So I'm like, okay, they communicating about something, you know.
Yeah.
I just kind of felt it. So fast forward, she told me like, okay, yeah, pick this outfit. And I'm like, okay, great. You know, I'm gonna wear this dress. Da-da-da-da-da. So I get the dress. We go out to dinner. We go to this beautiful restaurant, y'all. He picked me. I mean, you know, I get him. He drive. When he get there, he hand me some roses, beautiful flowers. And we go to this beautiful restaurant. It's so nice. Like, I'm so nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, but I'm excited. So we go to the restaurant and they're like, what are you guys celebrating? And he's like, love. You know, like, what are you celebrating? Like, we're celebrating love. So I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, if we eat in, we, I'm talking about eating down. That's me and my honey, we are some foodies. So we be
okay,
down.
Okay.
Yes, we eat, y'all. Okay, we eat.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, okay, period. Like, you know, it's just really nice. So he was like, oh, I gotta, he's like, wait, I gotta go back to the Airbnb to grab something. And I was just like, oh, okay. He was like, yeah, I gotta go back to the Airbnb to grab something. And then once I grab it, you know, we can go to the next location. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, the next location. It's gonna happen. I feel it. So I'm like, oh, I am extremely nervous. Like I'm a dreamer, and sometimes, you know, that's a good thing, but a bad thing, because sometimes I can just be okay with the imagination of a thing, to where it's like it don't even really gotta happen. I'm just happy that we're here. Like, you know, I'm just like, well, we almost made it. That was great. But it's like, oh, this happened for real. Like, oh, you really want to propose? So, fast forward. We get to the house, we get back to the Airbnb, and he was like, yeah, just give me 1 second. And I was like, okay. So I'm sitting in the car, and he come back to the car. He was like, oh, you know what? Just come in, because it's taking so long. Like, just come in the house. So I was like, okay. So I'm like, well, are you sure? Like, I'm like, are you sure? Like, it's, you know, you rent, like, it's people here. He's like, no, it's cool. Just come in. Y'all. He hold my hand. We walking. Cause, you know, he hold my hand. We walk to the door. He opened the door, and I hear our song playing. It, yeah, like all of the lights in the house is off. It's candles on the floor. It's roses in the shape of a heart with like balloons on the floor. The balloons in the ceiling, but the roses petals is on the floor. I hear our song. It's called "Who Knew" by Chloe and Halle. And that was like our go-to like song. It's basically talking about love. Like, who would have thought that we would be in love?
Yeah.
We were friends, and it was never nothing that was like intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear the song and I'm just like, I'm crying. It's over. It's over for me. Okay, your girl down, babe. So I'm walking through the house and I see like the candles on the ground and the petals on the floor. And I'm walking and I'm just like, I can't take it. Like, I'm just ugly crying right now.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful house. Like, I'm walking through the house and then I look to the right. He pointed at the counter and it's a photo of my mother. Now, my mom, she passed away. She passed when I was 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom passed away and he put, it's a picture of her on the counter.
Beautiful.
With some, like, candles and stuff around it. Broke down. I was already told him. No.
Yes.
So I was like, crying down. It's just getting real ugly. In a good way. So now we walk to the back. We walk to the back and it's a pool. And it's like a big pool. And then we walk straight along the pool and it's an arch. It's like a heart arch. And it says, will you marry me in the front? And then he walks me up there and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Da-da-da-da. And then he tells me to turn around. And when I turn around, I see all my friends, all, like my brother, they flew from Detroit, all the way from Detroit to LA.
Wow.
I see my brother. I see my best friend. I see her sister. I see my friends that I met here. I see my other friend from Detroit. Like, they flew from Detroit.
Look at God.
California. And I was surprised. Like,
yes.
That shocked me. Now I understood why. Like, it's funny because he was telling me that they were at the house the whole time.
Yeah.
So when I would try to, like, ask, are you safe? Are you this? Are you that? He was like, it's that we actually have the whole Airbnb. It's not just like,
oh wow.
Yes. And when I dropped him off like the night before when I dropped him off, they were there. And I was wondering why he was trying to rush out the car. I'm like, baby, why is you rushing?
Oh.
Like, everybody was inside with the lights off, waiting on me to get in the house.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was really surprised. Even to my ring, like, this is the exact ring that I wanted. Like, it's like even to the T. It's like, oh my gosh, he put so much thought into flying my family, like. getting them together and like having them come all the way from Detroit, and like we had food, and I had a show that night too at one of the Christian clubs down here in LA. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get me to cancel it, and I'm like, no, I'm like, no, like this is before I knew I was getting proposed to. It was like, yeah, you know, you should. I said, no, I got my flyer is already out, guys. I can't just not show up.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, baby, I think you're going to be tired. And I said, what? No, I ain't going to be tired. The whole time it's like, oh, you're promoting to me. So, but that was like, it was a powerful performance. My brother gave his life back to Christ that night.
Okay, God.
So it was just like a whole night of like, and then my friend started prophesying to my other friend, everybody crying, we worshiping God. It was like a spirit-filled engagement. You know, so it was definitely, y'all, I was crying so hard, I threw up a little bit, but I had to swallow it back. Maybe I shouldn't have said it online. But I was like, you know how you cry? I don't know if y'all ever experienced it, but I was like,
oh, Lord.
I was crying so bad. I was like, you know, and I just had some food. So I was like,
my Lord.
You're going to have to eat this, honey. This is not the time. The cameras is out. Yeah, it was crazy. Well, I said yes, and we get married.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Donatello, he did an excellent, excellent.
Yes, he did. He did a great job. I was shocked, honestly. I was like, oh yeah. My gosh, it was beautiful. I really believe, I'm thinking he in his Airbnb by himself. The whole time, all my family was already there. And they was trying to convince me not to pick him up. My best friend was like, why are you picking him up from the airport? I said, because that's my man. Like, she was like, but... He said, it's okay. You can come get him tomorrow. And I said, no. Why would I wait until tomorrow? I'm gonna take him to his Airbnb. The whole time they were trying to get him the day before to go shopping. And I was like, no. We was at the taco truck down in Long Beach. And he had stuff to do. And I stole him. I was like, no. I'm like, you're in town. We can at least go get some tacos. So, yeah, it was like, and I was checking locations.
Oh, my
they
God.
They turned their location off. It wasn't clicking for me. I said, yeah. It's clicking, but it's not. But then once I started like going there and getting dressed and like everything just started to, I'm like, oh my God, this might be it. So, but he got me. I really thought the Airbnb was full of like other people.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Girl, congratulations. That sounds absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. It was perfect. You know, you always have in your mind like what you would do. It's like, oh, if I get engaged, like, or you know how you see people get engaged and you be upset? Like, I'd be mad at the girl when she just stuck. You'd be like, girl, go get your man. Like, why'd you just stand there stuck?
Oh,
you know, I'd be mad. Like, why she just stuck standing there and she not walking towards him? I finally understand. Like, it's a shock to come over your body that you are, even when you know, even when you like, I feel like he about to propose, even when you know nothing is going to prepare you for the moment that you're in it. Like, because he wanted me to walk ahead of him. And I said, baby, I can't do this. I was like, no, I can't. You have to walk me through. So he ended up walking me through. It was so like, So yeah, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. I was told, it. Y'all.
I love it. Yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Toya, for asking about the proposal. I completely forgot. We could not overlook that.
Yes. Nobody has asked me that. Y'all are the first and only to get the story.
And Donatello, he started leaking a little bit of sharing some stuff. And we was like, ooh, tell us, you know. So I knew that he had flown in. I knew he had done the Airbnb.
Yeah. But
the fact that he had all your family and friends there like that, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was so like, it was perfect. It was perfect. Especially, you know, I have no family where I live. I have my uncle, he lives a few hours away from me, but you know, God just got me out here on a mission. And he's like, I'm sending you here on a mission. And I just moved here, you know, so to have them fly all the way from Detroit, that's really far. And they did it. They did it. And they supported us. So it was beautiful. Very beautiful.
Donatella put a lot of thought into it. So
a lot. Every little detail. I was like, oh my gosh.
He gets kudos for real. Yes. Kudos. We got to have him back on so we can hear his side of the story.
Yes. He shall be here.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how it started. Now, you mentioned that you all started out as friends. It was a whole year that went by before y'all even like started just getting to know each other as friends.
Yes.
And then you were saying y'all dated for 6 months before you got engaged. Yes. Now, I know you were very intentional about keeping this relationship under wraps. So
yes,
tell us a little bit about why you made that decision, and too, a little bit about the evolution from friends to dating. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so the evolution from friends to dating was really, it happened to us, honestly. Like, it was nothing that we, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going, like, it's intentional to become, and you know, to get in this relationship. Yeah. It really just happened to us. And even when I started to, like, fall in love with him, I was in denial. I was like, I'm not in love. You know, like, and my other friend, she's like, girl, yes, you are. Like, clearly you are. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not allowing myself to be in love. And she was like, girl, you think you can stop that? You think you control your heart? Like, you think you can just, like, control all of this? So that was, like, a wake-up call for me. We were just friends, you know, we realized that we had a lot in common, and you know, we would hang out and we would talk every day, all day. Like, we would talk every day, all day, and just, you know, we started to bond. And I was like, okay, so what is this, you know, like, what's going on, like, what we doing, you know, because I know that I like you, you know, do you like me, like, what's going on? And we went through a season of, like, not really knowing what we wanted. You know, where it's like, okay, well, do you like me, or, you know, do I like you, or do we want this relationship? You know, because you can like somebody, but they not be for you. Or you can like somebody, but they're not your purpose partner. You know, so it's like, okay, do our purpose align? Are we good for each other? Are we healthy for each other? You're a man of God, but are you my man of God? You know what I mean? So going through the whole wraps of, like, figuring that out was a journey. It took a lot, like, because we were friends from January, and it was, like, on and off. Like, all the way up until, I would say, maybe, like, the end of May, the Lord told me to ask him to fast with me. So I went to Tiffany Montgomery's Millions conference in Houston last year. And when I went, it was so powerful. And I told God, you know, I said, God, I'm about to leave here with my man and my money. I said, God, I'm leaving this conference with my man and my money, and I'm taking it by force. Okay, you can't be passive in the spirit. You know, the Bible says, you know, the violent take it by force. The heat of a God suffer violence, and the violent take it by force.
Amen.
You really got to take what you want, you know. And this whole experience has been showing me not to be passive. A lot of my life in relationships, you know, I was very passive, or even in the spiritual sense of, like, not really intentionally, like, seeking God for my marriage. Just kind of like, well, when it happens, it happens, but I'm gonna live my life. But I got to the point where it's like, Lord, I want my man. It's getting by that time. We're gonna wrap this up. So, you know, I made some sacrifices at the conference. I sowed some seeds. I'm talking about praise and worshiping, like, going crazy, like, really being intentional, like, for hours about, you know, worshiping God, praising God, praying, all the caring stuff up, fasting for the whole year, just doing all types of stuff. Anything that I could personally do to allow, you know, my husband to find me, I was obedient to do that. So when I had him, you know, as my friend, but I'm not thinking he's my man. So the Lord told me to ask him to fast with me. And I was just like, I don't want to, because, you know, fasting is very intimate. So well, if I fast with him, I don't want him thinking that I'm trying to be with him. Like, I'll ask him to fast, but, like, you know, because I'm thinking, like, Lord, I said I want my man. This is my friend. So I'm like, I don't want him to think I'm trying to, like, rekindle anything or, you know, start whatever. So I asked him to fast with me. And mind you, the fast was the next day. And Tiffany fast, don't be no joke. And it's 3 days, 6 to 6, no food, only water. After 6, you got to eat clean. So you only can eat fruits and vegetables. I was just like, and you got to pray at 4 a.m. for 3 days. You got to wake up, call, get on the call with her in the conference call and pray. So for an hour, and then you do communion. So I was just like, he not about to do all that. You know, so I'm just like, this man, he ain't going. So I'm just like, I'm going to ask him. So I was like, yeah, you know, I feel like the Lord leading me to ask you, do you want to fast with me? And then he was like, oh, wow, that's so crazy, because God been telling me to fast. I just ain't know which one he wanted me to do, or, like, how he wanted me to do it. I would love to be a part of the fast. So I was just like, well, it's from 6 to 6. He's like, okay, cool, that's fine. I'm good, go. And I was like, well, you can't eat. You only get to drink water. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I said, okay, well, you only can eat raw afterwards. He's like, yep, sign me up. I was like, well, you got to wake up at 4 a.m. and pray. He's like, okay, I can do that. Like, literally everything that I thought he wasn't going to do, God shut me up. He's like, girl, this is my son. Like,
I love it.
okay, let me do what I'm gonna do. Okay, so I was like, oh, well, okay, I'm shut up.
I love it.
So he joined the fast, and from that fast, rekindled our friendship. And he also joined, he asked me if I was gonna do the Year of the Bride fast, because Tiffany was doing another fast called Year of the Bride right after she did the 3-day fast. So I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I'm thinking, like, not him asking me about my Tiffany. You know, I'm like, I've been following Tiffany. You know, he asked me if I'm going to do it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. You going to do it? He was like, yeah, I was thinking about doing it. I was like, okay, well, let's do it. So we did the Year of the Bride fast together. We did the 3-day fast together. And, like, after that, God really restored our friendship, restored, like, just even the idea of, like, okay, is this what we want? You know what I'm saying? Like, he prepared himself for me, you know, like, my honey made room for me in his life. And I think that's, you know, very important, especially when you coming from, like, okay, boom, you was in this one relationship. Now you're taking a break. And now it's like, you think you found somebody that might be your person. It's like, you got some cleaning up to do. You got to make sure that you're prepared for this person that you believe is your wife. And I always, you know, I honor him from that. I honor him for that, because he made room for me in his life. And I didn't even have to say anything about it. You know, he made sure that it was enough room for me to be a part of his life. So, yeah. And it was beautiful. So that's how we got started. And once it got started, God told me to, I never wanted a secret relationship. I never thought like, oh, I'm going to be mysterious. You know, like I never thought about that, but it's like, I am a private person when it comes to my personal business for wisdom reasons. You know, I used to be very like, hey guys, here we are. You know, I'm a lover of people. So I love people, you know, and growing up, I would share everything because I didn't think that it would be a problem to do that. But I learned the hard way that you have to be private about things that God is molding and making. You know, you have to be intentional about not telling everybody everything. Example, this might be a testimony for somebody, I'm gonna feel like to say it, but it was a guy years ago that I was interested in, and I told a friend, I'm like, oh, I like this guy, like, he cool, I really like him. And her response to me was, Portia, you always like the weird guys, he's so weird. Oh. Oh, wow. Y'all, this woman married him. She married him.
Wow. Yes. Oh,
she married him. Yes. She married him. She went behind my back and married him.
And wow.
You like them.
Yeah, literally. Like, it's a whole, I mean, of course, unfortunately, I'm happy about that at all, but they're divorced, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
But it's just like, you have to be mindful. I had to go through some things in order to learn to shut up. You know what I'm saying? I had to lose some stuff. I had to go through some stuff in order to learn to be like, oh, you need to be quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So with this relationship, y'all, I was on guard. I said, I ain't telling nobody nothing. You know, at first, I was just like, oh, before I knew that we were going to actually be in a relationship, my friends knew
that. Okay.
I'm like, y'all, I don't know. I'm not sure. Da, 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 da. But once we got serious, and the Lord said, initially, he said, be his friend. He told me to be his friend. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be his friend, but I don't know what that looks like, you know? And then we started to fall in love. And the Lord told me to shut up. He's like, okay, now I need you to shut up. Don't say nothing. Don't talk about what y'all doing. Don't talk about where y'all at. Don't talk about where y'all at in your relationship. Just be quiet. And I didn't tell a soul, not even my best friend. And I tell her,
wow.
I didn't tell a spiritual leader. I didn't tell a friend. When God told me to shut up, I said, I'm going to be quiet. So the Lord told me to be quiet. And I'm so glad that I did. And once we got sturdy and firm in our relationship and knowing like this is really what we want, we both made the decision to not expose it. Like, we wanted to be private until it was permanent, until we knew that this is what we want. We want to, and I'm so glad we did that. Like, because we was able to do all of the ugly work that happened.
Yeah.
You know, we did it in private. All of like anything that you have to do to even construct a marriage, we was able to do that in private without the opinions of the outside world, without the eyes looking on us, without, you know, the pressure of everything else. And the Lord will always bring in the story about Moses, when Moses was hidden, you know, when he had to hide Moses before, you know, because they were killing all of the babies. And he had to be hidden for a certain season until it was safe for him. And just like with Jesus, you know, when Jesus came on the scene, he had to be hidden because there was an enemy out to get him. And the enemy, the enemy loves to kill things when they are an infant, infant stage. Come you know, on. It's easier to kill an infant than it is an adult. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the enemy wants to take things from us when we are just barely birthing it out. And it's like, if we, and that could be anything, an idea, a dream, a desire, whatever. I've learned it's so much power in just being silent and allowing God to be God without the influences, without the effects of whatever the outside world is doing. And yeah, it really blessed us tremendously, helped us to be where we are now.
So, I love
it. Still private, you know, about it. But the fun part was us, because we both Christian rappers, so we got to go to like concerts and stuff, and we would pull up together, y'all. So we would go together and be like, okay, is we popping out or are we not popping out?
That I love it.
Are we gonna be like public or are we not? And me and my honey, we very like affectionate. So when we together, you know, we together. So I'm like, is he popping out or are we acting like strangers? So, you know, he would be like, okay, we acting like strangers. I was like, okay, we acting like strangers. You know, so we would go to events that if we felt like, oh, it's not safe here, you know, especially in Atlanta, everybody, we know everybody in Atlanta. So if we went to an event in Atlanta, we was acting like we didn't know each other. We would act like
oh my God.
He on this side, I'm on this side, but we skip it to the car together. In the parking lot. So, you know, we would have to pick and choose, like, is it safe? You know, and I thank God for my friends who knew. I thank God for all our friends who knew, but they never told on us. Like, they always kept it private. It would be people who would be in our vicinity and would be like, so who is he? And he's standing right here. And I'm just like, listen, I mean, the Lord will reveal, you know?
I love it.
It was a journey. It's still a journey, but that was extremely fun. That was really fun.
Look at God. That's amazing. Definitely some wisdom too, though. So if y'all listening, you need to be quiet about
ladies, the stuff. Keep it on mute. Don't even if you like them, don't even share it. Just be quiet. We get excited and be like, woo. No, don't share it.
I love it.
Can you share a little bit more about, you called it the year of the bride, is the type of fast?
Yes.
Because I know we got some single ladies that are listening and they're like, what is the year of the bride? And is that something I need to do if I'm trying to get married? Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yes. So Tiffany Montgomery she's a prophetess and she has a ministry called Covered by God. She has a ministry. Well, it's not a ministry, but she has a business called Millions Conference. She's just an amazing woman. Okay. If you see her, you love her. Like, she's just a beautiful person. And the Lord led me to her ministry, 2 years ago. And, it was in January too, which is crazy, but it was in January. And, she started to do this fast called the Year of the Bride. And she said, she got a prophetic word and said, the Lord told me that this is the Year of the Bride. That we're going to have a restoration, which is accompanied by speed. We're going to have marriages coming out like never before. Like, God is going to join kingdom marriages because there is a sound and there is a plan. There is a mission that he wants kingdom marriages to do on the earth. And at first there was a curse on the earth. You know, you know how it's like so many people was not married. It's like, why is it so many women single? Yeah. You know, why is it so many? Da, 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 da. Now it's like everybody's getting married or a lot of people. A lot of people are getting engaged. A lot of people are getting married. A lot of people are dating their kingdom spouse. And I believe, you know, for me personally, I was single for 11 years straight. And I believe I believe that the enemy had a curse on me to not be married. I genuinely believe that. So I had to do some uprooting, like, from my family, from just generational things that I didn't even know were there, just like a whole spiritual cleanse in Jesus, you know. Amen. And I read this book called Breaking Demonic Covenants and Curses, and reading that book taught me how to pray better, taught me how to, you know, uproot some things off of my life, and joining the fast. I joined the fast, and you can still do it. She doesn't do it anymore. But you can just go, if you go to Tiffany Montgomery's YouTube, you can just look her up and then follow it. She numbers it. It's like 1, 2, 3. We did a fast every Tuesday for the whole year. So it was a fast every Tuesday for the whole year. I also was obedient. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can fast, which is fast. That don't mean they blessed. You know what I'm saying? Well, so you can join the fast, you can do things, but it's like, am I obedient to God? And God, is this what you have for me? You know, so I asked God, I'm like, Lord, if you don't want me to be married, I'm okay with that, but I just need to know. Genuinely, I was fine with that. And I said, Lord, just tell me, because this whole, maybe I'm gonna be married, maybe I'm not, I can't do the little limbo. I need to know where we're gonna go, you know. So the Lord showed me that marriage is for me. And then he led me to Tiffany. He led me to her ministry. And it literally, not just like relationally, but financially, spiritually, in all aspects, changed my life. It changed my life. So it's called the Year of the Bride Fast. It's very powerful. You know, we fast. And then I joined small groups. I joined a women, a wife ready small group where the older ladies try to be wives. You know, like, then I'm telling y'all, it was a spiritual thing, you know, because you're thinking like, oh, well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, I'm meeting guys, but I know they're not from God. I know these men is not from God, and I know they're not for me. Lord, where's where's my kingdom man? You know, and what do I need to do to uproot whatever is happening? I'm talking about fasting, praying on your face, breaking curses, spirit spouses, even all of those things that people, a lot of people don't even know about, just demonic things that will hinder you from marriage. So do a lot of work in the spirit, y'all. It's a lot of, it's a lot of spiritual work.
Spirit spouses. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
What is that? Or what?
Okay. So
I know. So, I'm like, I know. Yes. I feel like it might be a rabbit hole, but if we need to,
It kind of is. Okay. In summary, a spirit spouse is a demon that that they genuinely believe that they're married to you.
Got it.
And they have intercourse with you in your dreams.
Got it.
So if you are having dreams like that, uproot that. That's demonic.
Yeah.
Come out of agreement with that. It, like, it's a whole thing. That a lot of people who aren't, you know, I don't want to tell y'all on this whole thing, but I learned a lot, and it's a lot of, you know, the Bible said we perish because of the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not spooky. Mm. It's not weird. It's not, it's like, we just need to be in the know. It's like, how can I fight my enemy if I'm not sure what's present? You know, so you have more backing you. You have more aim. There's nothing to be afraid about, nothing to be scared about. Like, you have more for you than you do against you, but you need to be in the know on what to pray and how to
Amen.
Pray. You know, so I had to learn, y'all, I don't even drink Starbucks no more. Because that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother thing.
You probably think about that logo. Is it the logo?
Because of my dreams. Because I was having demonic dreams. And I'm like, Lord, am I entertaining something? Is it me? Why is my dreams? Like, these are not godly dreams. Why am I having these dreams? And I kid you not, the Lord told me to stop drinking Starbucks. And I stopped and my dreams went away. Those, like, the demonic dreams I had, they went away. And it's the marine spirit, all this type of stuff. I'm not the person who look at people that's like, you shouldn't be doing this. No, do what you want to do. I don't, you know, listen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what God showed me in the deliverance that took place in my life, you know, and still, you know, deliverance is taking place, but it's like how I got here. You know, it was a lot of things I had to be even willing to be open-minded about.
Yeah.
You know, to say, okay, God, let me disconnect myself from this if this is affecting anything. I said, God, show me anything hindering my marriage. Any whatever it is. I said, God, but I'm 32. I'm like, listen, Lord, okay, I need a man right now. I need my man. I'm trying to have some children. I'm trying to live my life. You know, like, I need something going on. And I say, Lord, if there's anything in my life that's hindering my marriage, show me. And then he did. He showed me all types of stuff. Mm. So you just got to be prepared. You got to be ready to see you. Because if it's a work, I ain't even married in this work. We in counseling. Yeah. I'm like, Lord, okay.
Yeah, and once you get married, it's hard work, and you gotta fast and pray and continue to fight those demonic spirits. Yes, like,
I'm praying. I'm gonna be calling y'all. I'm like, listen.
We here. We praying already, girl. We praying already, but we here. We are here.
Yes, I know.
It is. It's real once you're in it. But I'm so glad that you, first of all, that you're doing the work as a single, number one.
Yes,
but then also, two, both of you are doing the work right now on your marriage.
Yes.
And one thing, and I thank God for my husband reminding me of this early on, because, you know, I mean, what girls are we? And you were just talking about when you're engaged and you're planning the wedding. I mean, like, that's a beautiful time. So we're not taking anything away from that. But remind yourself, this is one day.
Yes.
A lifetime covenant. And so
plan for the marriage.
Sure, that is, that you're not placing a premium over the wedding. Yes. Over, you know, putting the wedding over the marriage, basically.
Yes.
It sounds like you are doing an excellent job of laying that foundation, because it's real. It's, you're going to need it in place in order to, you know, for it to keep you and sustain you both. So that's awesome. Yes.
God has been good. I'm thankful I got a man. He loves fasting. We pray all the time. Okay. We pray a few times a day. We pray twice a day every day since we've been together.
Amen.
And it's like, we got to. Baby, let me tell you something. We can't miss a day.
Yeah. we got to pray.
Nothing but God. It's all God. So, yes, I'm excited for the journey. We definitely planning for our marriage, for sure.
Amen.
It's more important than anything.
Well, you actually kind of took us into how it's going. We're going to close out with that. And whatever you're able to share, you've already shared some as far as what you two are doing in preparation for your nuptials. Like, you know, you're already doing counseling. You're already, you know, just engaged in prayer and fasting, which is amazing. But if you want to share some other steps that you all are taking as you're preparing for your marriage.
Yes, just keeping God in the center, you know, Amen. Just making sure he in the front, the middle, all of it. You know, we are really excited. We love each other. So, you know, it's like we love each other and we like each other. And, you know, I think that's really important with anybody that's going into a relationship. You know, you want to make sure that this person is for you. You're marrying who they are. You're not marrying their career, their title. You're not marrying the version of themselves that they present to the world. You're marrying the raw and real them.
Yes.
And I'm grateful that, you know, I'm attracted to him. Amen. He's attracted to me. You know, sometimes we can just be like, well, he loved the Lord, baby. That ain't enough for me. Okay. You love God. It's good for your soul.
Come on.
And I'm happy that it's, you know, you going to glory. I love that for you. But I need to look good, you know.
I love that for you.
Right. That's good for you, brother in Christ. But I need something.
Oh my God.
Also, on top of that. So all of that is very important, you know, when you are talking about, okay, you know, we want to be together forever. Yes. So I love him. You know, we are being very intentional about our purity, being very intentional about, you know, still seeking the Lord and stand on our face. It don't stop. Like you said, it just takes it up. You know, we have to keep seeking him, you know, even for what he is doing in these next seasons. So we're excited. We're excited to live in the same state. You know, we're excited because we're moving before we get married, not mm-hmm. together, but we moving to the same state, you know, before we get married. So we're excited. That'll be our first time actually being together, like in the same state. So that's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like our families coming together, like his family, my family, like we all, like it's just all, everybody love each other. So it's beautiful. We're excited. The wedding, we're going to take videos. We're going to.
Okay.
All out there. Yes.
I was gonna say, have you released your wedding date yet, or are you planning to?
No.
Okay. All right.
I haven't, but we are having a shower, and I would like for you ladies to be a part of that if you want to come.
Oh,
yes, absolutely. Yes. We're having a smaller wedding. We're having a very like private wedding, but we're having a shower. We're gonna have a wedding shower for our friends and family who can't make the guest list at the wedding, because it is going to be a smaller wedding. But we would love for y'all to definitely.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, for sure. It's gonna be fun. We have a good time.
Well, the countdown is on, y'all. So when the date is officially released, we'll share.
Y'all will know.
But be on the lookout, and most importantly, be praying. Like, definitely, we want to lift you and Donatello up in prayer.
Thank you.
In closing, do you have any words of wisdom that you want to share for any other women that are believing God for their spouse?
Yes, I would just say, believe God. Believe God. He remembers you, girl. I promise you. Mm-hmm. You celebrating everybody else. You happy for everybody else. You believe for everybody else. Believe for you. And know that God also sees you. He will not forget about it. He is not slack concerning his promises towards his people. And that's in anything. And finances and children and weddings and whatever, like, he is not slack at all. Like, God really humbled me in this experience because I didn't think it was for me. 11 years, all my friends married, you know, and I'm like, I look good. So I'm like, what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
So I really did not think that I would be married, you know, or even engaged, but God, He humbled me and showed me, you know, what I have for you is what I have for you. And I'm doing this for the purpose that I have on your life. It don't even got nothing to do with you. So just know that God is not slack concerning his promises towards you.
Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to transition into becoming Eva, but we're going to transition into a segment that Becoming Eva does called Noble Character. Yes. And for this segment, we always love to highlight women that are doing their thing in the community. They're building up those that are around them. They are representing the Proverbs 31 woman, and they are just dropping gems and giving wisdom, yes, knowledge to those around them. And so usually we actually ask our guests if they have someone they want to recommend, but today you are our woman of noble character. And wow. So we are shouting you out, Portia Love.
Wow.
Not even the whole journey, but it's been a privilege to witness and experience what we've seen thus far. And I mean, literally from day one, you have welcomed us and the Becoming Eva community with open arms.
I love you guys.
You ain't know us from Adam. And you was like, sure, I'll come. I'll do an interview. I'll do that. I'll do this. And we're like, what in the world? This woman, I mean, like, literally, you have just like been such a huge supporter for us. And then on top of that, for us to just witness this amazing journey, your stance, first and foremost, as a woman of God, that you've led for Holy Girls, like, I mean, it's amazing. And then to see God just bless you in this season and in the midst of all of that, everything that's going on, like you're fighting to, number one, remain pure, but then also fighting to have a godly marriage, fighting to have, yes, a godly relationship, and still like eyes are on you. You're on a platform, but you're being obedient to God and you're operating in wisdom. And so we just want to honor you as a woman character. So,
oh my goodness. Yes. Thank you so much. Oh, I love y'all. Literally when you said that, I was like, who can I think of? Wow. That was, oh my gosh. You have no idea how that blessed me.
It's
thank you so much.
It's
I am
you.
Honored. Thank you guys.
And you were our first in studio guests of the you were our first.
Yes.
We were coming back. Yep, during the pandemic.
My goodness. I'm honored. You guys, y'all are amazing. Beautiful women. I'm telling y'all, they awesome off camera. Okay. Every time I see y'all, it's a joy. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
So we thank God for you. We will continue to keep you and Donatella lifted. And we're just excited about all God is doing in and through you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I love y'all. I really appreciate
love you too.
We'll be in the studio. I'll see y'all when we come soon.
We got you.
Yes.
Okay, period.
You got to get both you and Donatella on the couch.
Yes. I'll bring it back.
The marriage is going.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes. So to be continued, y'all. To be continued. Yes. But yes. So that concludes this episode, you all. If you haven't already, we'll do a quick plug for merch. Get your water bottles, your mugs, your t-shirts. We're repping a little something, dropping gems, woman of noble character, all that good stuff. Follow us. Like us, subscribe on YouTube, all that good stuff, so you can keep up and you can find out when we're gonna have the amazing Donatella back on here. Yes. And and we'll keep y'all posted regarding all the other amazing things. So until
next time.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.